this season on AOL Underground.
Dude, we all used to hate AOL back then, but we were on it constantly.
What do you think it was back then that made it so exciting?
It was a new concept back then. Prior to that, you would never talk to somebody who lived on the other side of the country or the world. It was just cool at the time. It was like crack. I was just instantly hooked. And I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't want to meet chicks off the internet. That's pretty lame. But I did. And we're married. I got a virus or something, and I took my computer back to the guy that I bought it from. And, like, he saw my wallpaper, which is, like, a big fucking naked ass on my screen. He's like, what are you doing with this computer? And I'm like, I'm using AutoCAD. So it was just pretty funny. You could see what I was up to.
A spammer that I made, it was called Spambo, like Rambo, but just for spam. Yeah. And that one was, like, what you would call, like, an AIO cracker, like an all-in-one. It did chats. It did instant messages. It did buddy lists. It did emails. AOL was one of those once-in-a-lifetime things that you just had to be there for. There won't be another AOL, and people would just open them. It would just bypass right through because I would just take that code out and it'd make it look like it bypassed, when in reality, they were just feeding me everything that they got.
But I tell you what, that was like the highlight of my life. It's sad